praise you, Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Thanking God for another day. Thanking God for the number one church. Thanking God for the number two church under the leadership of Pastor Terry and co-pastor Rhonda White. We thank God for them. Amen. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We love you, God. We bless you. We honor you this day in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for a beautiful day. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name. We thank you, God, for the listeners. We thank you, Lord, for the world today. Amen. We thank you for everything, God. And ask you, God, amen, to touch this service on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I honor my pastor, Pastor Virginia Shetty. Praise God. And I honor, praise God, Sister Pastor Mary Williams. Praise God. I honor, praise God, Pastor Sibba Johnson. Praise God. I honor Elder. Amen. And Minister Smith. Praise God. And all the ones in Sunshine of Faith. Truly we honor, amen, Pastor and Co-Pastor White in Lakeland, Florida. Oh, we just thank God for everybody. Ah, shout out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 4th of July is coming up. Amen. Praise God. Keep God in your life. Praise. Seek the kingdom of God as ever before. Amen. Don't you love him today? Don't you bless him today? Praise God. Also, I honor Apostle Amaji Mercer and Apostle Terry Ogburn and all the apostles, all the bishops. Praise God. All the pastors and everyone. Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you this. You want information from this ministry, praise God, you may call Minister Yvette Smith at area code 240-554-7416. Amen, praise God. Call her, and she'll be glad to enlighten you on things and what's going on and what's coming. Amen, praise God. We don't want to look back. We want to look forward. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just feel so good today. I bless him for everything that he's doing for all of us. We thank God for the healing. Hallelujah. Amen. A special prayer for Tiffany, John's fiance. Amen. Who they had to rush to the hospital. But we know that God is able to do anything but fail. And we solicit your prayers for her and her family. Praise strength for John. Amen. Praise God. And because we don't want nobody sick. We don't want nobody sick. Also, be praying for my a friend, Bishop Rosetta Lee, Deacon Lee. Amen. And pray that God would just touch her body. Praise the Lord. And because she's a good friend. She's a good friend. Amen. So we ask you to be praying for the Lee family. Don't forget Dr. Thelma Johnson. Praise God, my friend. Amen. And praying for her and her church. Amen. Praise God. You know, God is so good to us. Still on the battlefield. We still on the battlefield. Others thought we wasn't going to make it. But we still here. Oh, my God, we still here. And we're still working in the vineyard. And we're not about to stop. Amen. God is good. We bless the Lord. We honor the Lord. Let's get with Jesus tomorrow. Huh? Let's get with Jesus. The Word of God tells us, if I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all men unto me. Let's lift Jesus up today. Because God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him. Ain't no such thing, I think, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. How many of y'all love the Lord today? If you love him, say amen. Huh? You're blessed. You're blessed. And whatever we are going through, we're going to come out on top. If we keep praying, if we keep lifting Jesus up, if we keep doing people right, you know, a lot of times we come short of God's glory because we don't do each other right. We got to do each other right. Somebody said, well, I love God. Well, you're supposed to love your brothers and sisters too. We got to love one another. Word of God tells us in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen? He's that kind of God. He's our friend. He's our friend. I want to make sure, praise God, that I'm in tune with God. We got to be in tune with God. We just can't do God any kind of way. We can't do him any kind of way. Do you know Jesus today? Huh? Do you know he's your friend? He's my friend? Praise the Lord. I ain't got to get on your hoop and holler. I just want you to know that God is real. And like I said in the Word of God, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, in the beginning, God, I apologize. I got that mixed up with John 15, chapter 15. Amen. Praise God. Chapter 1, the book of Genesis, reads like this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You didn't do it. I didn't do it. God did it. Didn't God do it? Nobody else done it. He's the one. He brought forth the blessings. He brought forth the love. God did it. Lord, have mercy. We got people running around here. Well, I chose God. And God, he's a forgiving God. Let me tell you something. God chose us. He chose you and I. And we are so forever grateful that we know a man named Jesus. He brought it out. He let us know about his love. He let us know about his kindness. Praise the Lord. Some say every time I look around, he keep on blessing me. And I'm not just talking about me, I'm talking about everybody. Saved or not saved. See, at the beginning, I got the chapter mixed up. St. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Lord, have mercy. That's powerful. That is so powerful. The Word blessed us for where we are today. Come on, say amen. The Word created us. Woo! Good God Almighty. God did it. We didn't do it ourselves. The Word woke us up this morning. Huh? The Word of God is so powerful. Praise God. Nobody can outdo the Word of God. Tell me if you can. I can't outdo God's word. He created us. He made us. And we're here. We're right here where people can see that God did it. We didn't do it. God did it. He created the heavens and the earth. Nobody can do us like Jesus. Somebody said, well, I know about God. Nobody can tell me anything. Well, you serve this wrong God. Because it should be somebody that can tell you something that you know or you don't know. You know, we have a problem of listening to people because we try to outknow people. That's not God. God people is humble. Huh? God people is sweet. Lord, I feel like running through here. Nobody can do us like Jesus. Nobody. So we need to humble ourselves because we are all put here for a reason. No big and no little use. No big use and no little use. Even if I know something and someone is telling me something that I know, I don't have to say, oh, I already know that. I'm going to listen to that person and learning something new from them. That's how the word of God is. We read the word. We learn something every day. We learn something when we read the word of God. The word of God is a mystery. Somebody said, well, I read it from Genesis to Revelation. So what do you know then? Huh? Did you know how the word tells us to be obedient? Well, that's a problem with some of us. We don't want to be obedient to the word of God. And we don't want to be obedient to nobody. Some junk don't even want to be obedient to their parents. What would I do? Or what would I give to have my parents back? You bless. And sometimes children not obedient. I don't know why the Holy Ghost got me going this way. Sometimes children not obedient because we're not obedient. And we'll teach them, you don't have to do that. Don't you know we're supposed to have respect for people? The holiday is coming up. You got to be careful out on that road. People are driving like it's their last day. People are driving like they don't care about the next driver. So that means you got to drive for yourself and somebody else too. That means, too, that we got to lay before God, not just for ourselves, but for somebody else, too. Somebody else, too. Somebody going through, they might not be able to get a prayer through. But, hey, what about us? We should be able to get a prayer through. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes conditions. We are born on this earth for a reason. Jesus is the reason for the season. Boy, I like that name, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Tell yourself that. Huh? Repeat them words. Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Woo! Good God Almighty. I felt that, y'all. Huh? Preach like somebody else. Stop trying to teach like somebody else. Be who you are in the Lord, and I declare God will bless you. He will move for you. Because we serve in a true and a living God. We serve in a great God. We're blessed. We are blessed. The song says, oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because love me. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Sing it, oh, hey, how I love Jesus because He first loved me. See, the devil don't like that. Oh, how I love Jesus. You brought me out, Lord. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus because He first loved me. Oh, how I love you. Brought me from a long way. Oh, how I love you. Oh, Shannon and Messiah. How I love Jesus because He first loved me. Oh, we're so blessed today. As I was saying that song, I thought about my family. I thought about my church family. Thought about my friends. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Jesus, oh, how I love you. Woo! He done brought us all from a long way. My God, my God. Oh, I love Jesus, the word of God. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus because He, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because He first loved me. See, when I look around and knowing that God created the heaven and the earth, and then when I look around, I see God's word speaking on this earth. Lord, have mercy. And then my mind go back. Lord, have mercy. When I was out there homeless, my husband and my children, sometimes we didn't have food on the table. Lord, Lord, Lord. Didn't know where it was coming from. Tell me God don't have a ram in the bush. Then after a while, I heard a knock on the door. He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. Somebody said, Deacon Ogburn, Deaconess Ogburn, the Lord told me to give you this. Huh? The Lord told me, give this food, put some money in your hand. Nobody but Jesus. David said, for I once was young. But now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed bagging bread. We didn't have to beg. We didn't have to beg. Because God had somebody set aside to bless my family. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, I know about Shatta. Ooh. Glory. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you. How I love Jesus because He first loved me. Then when I think about my 99-year-old sister, Lord permit Toby the 17th. she be 100 years old. God is good. Lord have mercy. God is good. Nobody but Jesus. Devil thought we were going to be dead by now. Huh? Thought my sisters and all, biological sisters, thought we'd be gone, the ones that are left, wishing bad on us. But we know a man named Jesus, glory to God, can do anything. He can do anything. Good God Almighty, because the Bible says, touch not my anointed one. Do my prophet no harm. Good God, God always got a prophet or prophetess in the midst. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, yeah, no more see. Ooh, Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you for the ones that's out there, Lord, listening to this message for today. Let them know that God is on their side. Let them know that the Lord always got a ram in the bush. Let them know if you got family. Love your family in spite of all. Forgive your family. Glory to God. Woo! Oh, God, he reached down and picked us up. Turn us around from the James Brown slop, Michael Jackson, Otis Redding. Nobody can do that but Jesus. Supreme. We all used to jam, but God turned us around. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. He come, Messiah. Because he first loved me. Then I think about how God touched the people that was near death's door. When the doctor said ain't nothing else they can do, God snatched them back, breathed extra into them, huh? To that body. Command that body to be healed. Whatever sickness was in our body, God commanded to go away. Praise God. I remember I had hardened up the arteries. Oh, don't tell me what God can do. Even though the doctor, Dr. Snow, did all she could do. But God stepped in, laid his hands on me. I didn't know him like I know him today. Don't tell me what God won't do. Don't tell me what God won't do. 4 tumors in my stomach, size of a grapefruit. Don't tell me what God won't do. The doctor could only go so far. Thank God for the doctor. But God stepped in. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, hiya. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. How I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. God kept us. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, y'all don't know how I feel. I love him today. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. We tested to be blessed. We were tested to be blessed. And we still being tested. Amen, praise God. Thank God for the test. Thank God for the test. We are so blessed. Somebody else today that don't have anybody. If you see the homeless walking the street asking for money or whatever, food. Let's be a blessing to them. We say we love the Lord. Show some love. Well, that ain't me. I ain't got to bag nobody. You never know. You never know. Way things going now. That very one that we pass up might have to help us. Think about that. Sometimes we say, well, this one will help us. Sometimes family don't help you. They ain't helping you now. But God, sometimes so-called friends don't help you. They're not helping you now. Anything they're encouraging you to do wrong. Help somebody along the way that you and my living will be in vain. Let's help somebody. Jesus loves us. You know he loves you. He loves us. Do you love him today? Read the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Read the book of St. John, chapter 1. He loves us. He made everybody. And his word is in us. And if it's not, as we travel along the way, we can always tell them about our experience and tell them, I know a man named Jesus. He can do anything but fail. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, how I love Jesus. Don't you love him today? Huh? He's your friend, and he's my friend. Amen. He's our friend, saints of God. Amen. If it's unsaved people listening to this broadcast, I want you to know God loves you in spite of all. You belong to God too. You belong to God. He said, all souls are mine. So let's be blessed today. Let's keep loving one another. Do good to one another. Be careful. This holiday, people driving, praise God, and you got to watch out for them and yourself too. Amen? So we love God, and we thank God for blog. We thank God, amen, for Archbishop. Praise God, the woman of God that causes us to be on blog. And we bless the Lord for your Archbishop. Praise God. So until the next time, amen. This is Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, located in Baltimore, Maryland. Come out this Sunday. Enjoy Jesus with us. The address is 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland. Our services start at 1:30 p.m. Come out and be blessed by the Lord. Amen, amen. So we thank God for the Holy Ghost. You know you need the Holy Ghost to survive. You need the Holy Ghost to live right, to do right, to please God, to bless others, to bless your family. We just need the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. So just enjoy your weekend and the weeks to come. Love you one another. Love you one another. Like I said, until the next time, praise God, this is the Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn from the International Ministries in Baltimore, Maryland, saying God loves you, and so do I. And I'll see you when I see you.